Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 43rd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 22. Jacob went near unto Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, "Thy voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Jacob." I could just hear him, I could just imagine him trying to have Esau's voice, and he probably talking like this, and all of a sudden, he tried to disguise his voice, but no, you sound like Jacob, not Esau. Verse number 23, and he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brothers Esau's were, so he blessed him. Get that, so he blessed him. Verse number 24, and he said, Are you really Esau? And he said, "I am, Dad, I am." Lie. And he said, "Bring it near to me that I may eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee." And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he did drink. And I could talk about that, but I need to move on. And his father Isaac said unto him, "Come now near now and kiss me, my son." His father still wondering about these things. He can't see. Well, you sure feel like him, but you don't sound like him. Verse number 27, he came near and he kissed him and he smelled him, the smell of his raiment, and then he blessed him and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed him. Therefore, God, give thee the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn." So we see that Isaac blessed Jacob. Jacob received the blessing. Also notice in these verses that Isaac repeated God's own promise to Abraham in Genesis 12:3, when he says in verse number 29, in the last part, that not only that thy mother's son bow down to thee, but cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be everyone that blessed thee. The same exact promise that God made to Abraham about the blessings and cursings, Isaac gave it to Jacob instead. Well, time's running out, but in our morning study, but from verses 30 to 40, Esau comes in. Interesting. Look at verse number 30. As it came to pass, as soon as Isaac made an end of the blessing, and Jacob was yet, he had just gone out, left the presence of Isaac, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. And he also made savory meat. Let me just read this time. And he made savory meat, brought unto it, and said to his father, "Let my father rise, and even his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me." And Isaac, his father, said unto him, "Who art thou?" Emphatic. "Who art thou?" He knows something. He knew something was happening. "Who art thou?" And then he says, "I am thy firstborn Esau." And Isaac trembled very exceedingly. I looked up this word trembled. The word tremble doesn't mean he just shook. The word tremble literally means he... Okay? Very greatly, he knew what had took place. Okay? And we're looking at it just saying, he trembled very exceedingly and said, "Who? Who is that, that has taken venison and brought it me, and I've eaten all before thou camest, and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed." And Esau heard the words of his father, and he cried with a great, exceeding bitter cry, and said to his father, "Bless me, even me, Father, bless me." Can you imagine this big, strong, strapping man who was a hunter started crying and weeping? Bless me. Get the picture. Hairy man, a tough man. You think of these lumberjacks. I'm a big old tough guy. "Bless me, Dad. What about me?" You see something here. It was all about him, Esau. What about me? What about me? This is, again, when you get the picture, that's why God never said anything harshly about Jacob. Other people, other preachers talk about it, how he's a deceiver. You won't find one verse where God condemned this. Why? Because Esau was a wicked and profane man. Wicked and profane man. Don't give him excuses, not giving anybody excuses, but we see that God's plan was perfect. what about me? And in verse number 35, he said, thy brother came with subtlety and he had taken away thy blessing. And Esau said, man, he stole my birthright and now he's taking my blessing. You know the rest of the story? I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him, Dad. Even notice that he had bitter tears. But these bitter tears that we find in verse number, where is it at? He cried. See, yeah, verse number 34. With a bitter cry and the tears. These were not tears of repentance. It was tears of loss. He lost his inheritance. Bitter tears were for loss and selfishness, not regret, not repentance. And then we see in verse number 41 through 46, and we'll close with this. Rebekah heard that Esau was going to kill Jacob. So, verse number 43. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. He got it. Oh, thanks, Mom. Now my brother's trying to kill me. Listen to me, son. Obey my voice. Arise, flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, which is his uncle. Go back to my brother. Remember the story about where they came from. Okay, Laban. Now, look, I'm going to close with this next verse and we'll be done. And tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury be turned away. In Rebekah's mind, this thing was going to be over in just a few days. Time has a way of healing. And, well, he'll get over it. He'll blow off some steam. And in a few days, you'll be able to come back home. Well, he never came back home. He stayed at Laban's for over 20 years. Rebekah thought it'd just be a few days. It's going to be a few days. 20 years, a few days turned into 20 years, and he never saw his mama again, Rebekah. While Isaac was in Laban's house, and we'll get to the story about that and what happened there and all. Jacob, when we know the story about Jacob and Lee and all that, I can't wait to get to that one. His mama, Rebekah, died. Never saw her again. They buried Rebekah in the cave of Machpelah where Abraham and Sarah died. And again, before you get to thinking Jacob was a bad man, and again, I know what preachers say. I hear it all the time. I hear commentators. But let me, by the way, they're just commentators, okay? I looked up, because I read it Wednesday night, how many times the Bible refers to the God of Jacob. The God of Jacob. In the psalm, in just the psalm, it's over 15 times the God of Jacob. There's the God, you've heard of the God of Abraham, you've heard the God of Isaac, and you've heard the God of Jacob. Many, many, many more times, I don't have the number with me now, but many, many more times did it say the God of Jacob, much more than the God of Isaac or even the God of Abraham. The Bible refers as the God of Jacob. You can say what you want to about his being a deceiver and a trickster and all that, and I understand all that. But when you look at God's plan, God's ways are not our ways. And everything he does is perfect. We may not understand it. And we can be critical of Jacob. But I tell you what, just check it out. The God of Jacob. Over and over and over and over again. And we serve that same true and living God. Aren't you glad? I can't wait to get the story now about Jacob. I can't wait. And the story continues. Our Father, we thank you for your grace, for the time that we had together this morning. Lord, open our hearts to worship. If anybody here among us knows you not as Savior, I pray for salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.